anytime there's a lot of death somewhere, you can pretty much guess that there's going to be paranormal activity, whether it be a hospital or a battlefield or the site of some other tragedy where many pass, especially unexpectedly. But even expectedly, you still have spirits. I guess when you get to that other side, there's still a level of humanity and confusion that we have on this side. I don't know that we know that much more over there, other than, okay, I'm over here now, what? What are the rules exactly? It's a question that I think I long for an answer to by doing these shows. But in the end, I think is have far more questions than answers, really. On today's episode, we hear about a haunted Civil War battlefield in Arkansas. In fact, a Civil War battlefield that's literally within walking distance of this studio. And you could even consider we're on the outlying areas where the battles would have, you know, taken place. We're in that zone here where our studios sit. It comes to us from a listener in our area and the many experiences that she's had there. Very interesting story. Also, we're going to hear from a nurse, a young nurse that just pushes through her job after a series, or during really a series of paranormal events that continue to take place night after night at the very haunted hospital that she works at. Those stories and more today on EPP bonus episode number 411 of Real Ghost Stories Online. My name's Tony Bruschi. Stay with us. Events that take place on certain areas of ground, inside a house, outside a house, wherever it may be, if they're traumatic enough, if they're meaningful enough, because it doesn't always have to be a trauma, it can also be positivity. Unfortunately, most of the times, trauma is what's imprinted. It seems to stay, it seems to have an effect. Places like this, probably some of the most famous in the United States, would be Civil War battlefields. Places where a fairly condensed amount of people, and a large amount of people in many cases, thousands typically, lost their lives in a specific space. Bodies laying on the ground, blood soaking into the grass, deep into the dirt, until there's a way to move those bodies and bury them or dispose of them, depending on who's doing what, in some sort of way. Many stories are attached to those parts of the war as well. Today, we hear about a battlefield in this next story that I'm actually quite familiar with. The writer is incidentally in my area. And she writes about a battlefield that I've shared with you on this program before. Me and my daughter quite often go walking through this battlefield. In fact, we've even had a paranormal experience in this battlefield, not in the building that's talked about in this story, but one of the other buildings on the property is where, about a year or two ago, we caught a shadow person on camera. The only time I've ever caught anything on camera like this, and it was very freaky and ended up kind of going viral online. Very historic place. It's called the Prairie Grove Battlefield. And this is what this listener experienced there. I think that I might be sensitive to the paranormal. The number of stories and experiences that I have, I don't really tell anyone I'm close to, since I'm a Christian and avid in my faith. Most of my fellow believers don't see how I can hold a Christian faith and believe in the paranormal as well, but I do. I explore Northwest Arkansas a lot. It's a beautiful area. I love this area and love the history of it. All of my explorations are to see or experience something paranormal, though. I don't always go seeking that. It still manages to find me. I'm recently single, but my last ex would go on a lot of trips with me around the region. He happened to also be a fan of history and scenic places. We loved hiking, being outdoors, so we'd often plan afternoons outdoors to experience that atmosphere. Last year, we planned a late summer picnic at the Prairie Grove Battlefield in Prairie Grove, Arkansas. I should have known this would result in a paranormal experience. This is one of the most famous haunted locations in my area, with lots of local folklore and rumors floating around it. On December 7th, 1862, the Civil War found its way to this area, where the Battle of Prairie Grove took place. The Borden House is a structure on the battlefield that is iconic. I don't know the history of this house until after my ex and I visited late in the summer of 2021. The Borden family were sitting down for breakfast on that Sunday morning when the battle broke out suddenly in their yard and surrounding property. The family ran to a neighbor's house and hid in the cellar until the battle was over. They all survived the battle, but the house did not. It was burned by the Union soldiers. They left the area for the remainder of the Civil War, but they did return to Prairie Grove. They built another house on the foundation of the old one that was almost identical to the original. That's the exact same house that still stands today. This house is important because it was where most of the casualties occurred in the Battle of Prairie Grove. Over the years, various people bought and took care of the house. It was last taken care of by private owners in the late 1940s. In 1976, the house was dilapidated and surrounded by forest vegetation. The Prairie Grove Battlefield State Park bordered the property in 1976, and staff decided to save the house and purchase the property. By 1978, the plans began to restore the house. Now it stands at the top of the state park for visitors to admire and walk past. The location is about 20 minutes from where I live. My ex came to pick me up from my apartment, and we took the short drive to the small town close to us. This wasn't my first trip to the battlefield at all. I've been there numerous times and had several experiences in the open space and the landscape. I've seen apparitions of Civil War soldiers and heard horses neighing in the middle of the open field where I should have been able to see a horse. I've heard cannon fire, gunshots. I've also seen dead bodies of soldiers on the ground around the field. It's an eerie place, but I had never been up to the Borden House before last summer. We got there shortly before sundown, had our picnic under a tree in the grassy spot as we watched other visitors walk around and take photos of the surrounding scenery. The sun started setting deeply off in the horizon. We decided to take a small stroll around the park to see areas we'd never visited before. My ex was the one who spotted the Borden House, and he convinced me to go up the hill to see it. We talked amongst ourselves, got to the house pretty shortly. As we walked up, I looked to see a second-story window. I saw the outline of a little girl in that window. Now keep in mind, the daylight was fading, the light was soft at this time of day, but I saw her. She had 1800s garb, a blue dress, long dark brown hair, and pigtail braids. She's probably 9 or 10, and she stared at me from the window with a very harsh expression. I stopped dead in my tracks, which grabbed the attention of my ex. He asked me, "What's wrong?" I looked at him for a second to tell him that there was a little girl upstairs, and he looked to where I was pointing. When we both looked back, she was gone. There must be a group of patrons wandering through the upper level of the house. We decided to go up the front door to see the inside of the house for ourselves, but the door was locked. I thought that was curious, so I asked my ex if we could go around back to see if there was an alternative entrance. Before we could get off the front porch, there was a small child's voice that sounded like a cry for help. I couldn't make out what the child said, but it sounded like it was frightened or in pain. I turned to my ex, and he clearly heard it too. He asked if I could tell what the voice had said, but I just did not know. We decided to investigate around the house to see if there was a lost kid nearby, perhaps the little girl I had seen upstairs. We looked around the back of the house, to the sides, and even under the porch. Couldn't find a child or anyone for that matter. I thought it might have come from inside the home, since that's where I saw her. We go around to the back door, try to enter the house that way. Again, it is locked. I'm dumbfounded. So is my ex. He wasn't a believer per se, but I don't think he ever completely would dismiss it totally. We ended up having multiple experiences together, and he wouldn't admit it out loud, but I know he experienced things too. I asked him if we should go. He agreed that it was getting dark. We started making our way back to the parking lot, and we saw a park employee going along the path in the direction where we just came. My ex was a very protective person, and he stopped the employee to tell the guy that we had heard a kid crying around the house further up the way. The employee simply chuckled and told us it was just Caldonia seeking attention. He explained the story of the boarding house and told us that one of the daughters, Caldonia, was 9 years old when the battle took place outside of her family home. She wrote about how her and the other children went out into the battlefield to pillage the dead soldiers' bodies that were still lying in the blood-soaked grass. Her family didn't have anything after the Union troops burned their house. They had taken everything of use, including livestock, horses. Family only had one ox and a blind horse. Luckily, they were helped out by neighbors and given supplies to start over again. But that didn't ease the terrible events surrounding their land and house. That's where we're going to pause the preview portion of this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. To hear the rest of this story from inside that haunted battlefield to inside a haunted hospital, we got some great stuff coming up. To hear it, become a EPP, that's a supporter of our show. Sign up at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. You get access to all of those bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and so much more. It is all there for you to binge away on right now. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for all of us at Real Ghost Stories Online, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.